Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is a new higher appellate court. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, Chris Kanye, and the big, big biggity boss.
You can't say biggity.
Biggity's a good word.
It is.
From yesterday that Sandy was put in the judgment zone. That's you actually, Mr. Doyle, had put Sandy in the judgment zone yourself because of what was said to you at the Christmas party.
Well, let's be honest here, okay? I was not here. Uh-huh. I understand a judgment was passed.
It was.
But all the witnesses were not called. This is not appropriate, okay? Like, this is a kangaroo court. I object, Your Honor, that I was not called or allowed to testify in this case.
So I gave both sides.
Yeah, right. Like, you're capable of that. I know your husband. You know what I mean? I gave both sides.
So there was a bit of concern as yesterday's verdict, then, you're saying?
I'm saying that yesterday's verdict has been thrown out by a higher court and has been remanded here for additional hearings. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Because you can't have one witness on telling their side and saying, hey, was I a jerk? Yes, but, you know, you were. You were a jerk.
But.
You were a jerk.
Now, for the people who didn't hear yesterday,
what was the case? Well, can I tell this case from my...
Well, you are my biggity, big, big, big boss.
I am the biggity, big boss.
So I guess it's not really a question.
No, it is a question. I have a great deal of respect for you as a person and as a broadcaster. However, what happened is we have this big client party. It was our 17th client party since we moved into this beautiful facility. So 18 years ago or 17 years ago when I was the general manager, I was way younger and, you know, felt really good about myself. Mm-hmm. And now at the party, some of you may relate, I'm the old guy, okay? And at the party, correct me if I'm wrong, it's filled with people in their 20s. I mean, there's a lot of young people.
And people are dressed to impress.
And dressed to impress. Right. So all the men are beautiful. Yeah. All the women are beautiful.
Absolutely.
And I'm doing my best, man. I'm feeling pretty good about myself as an old man at a party with young people. And so I feel good. And, you know, people are being nice to me because I am the biggity big big boss.
Yes, the youngity young youngs.
And youngity young youngs are telling me nice stuff. And then somebody, so imagine yourself feeling good about yourself, saying, you know, I still look and feel pretty good. And up walks a younger, somewhat attractive woman that you've worked with for 11 years and known for a while. And she's about, I don't want to say how much younger she is than me, but I believe she's 18 years younger than me.
Do you count today? Because today is her birthday.
It's her birthday today. Is yes, birthday. It is her birthday today.
Well, then maybe you're only 17 years younger than me. Happy birthday. Well, now I got to be nice.
No, you don't.
I didn't
know
it was her birthday.
No, you don't.
So she walks up to me and literally says to me, do you know you look like Santa Claus? Now,
a tear welled up in his eye.
No man has ever thought to himself, wow, I want to look like Santa Claus. Because Santa Claus is, what is Santa Claus? He's old. He's white-haired with a big white beard. He's fat.
He's happy.
Women only like him because he brings presents, not because he's good-looking. So it's the ultimate, like, downer. I'm like, oh, my God. God, I can't believe you said that to me. But I'm the biggity big boss, too.
But
at least pretend I'm not a fat old guy.
You're not.
All right. All women think, boy, I want Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Like, where's that Santa Claus? I want to pick him up and take him home tonight.
It goes Clooney, Channing Tatum, Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Right. And then Colonel Sanders. That's it. Those are the four, man. By the way, when I had a goatee instead of a beard, people in Ubers told me, has anybody ever told you you look like Colonel
That's
Sanders?
Mount Rushmore of hot right
I
there.
Am a good-looking man.
Yes, you are.
I said the Christmas Chronicles.
You brought that. You backed into that later. You were like, uh-oh, I just said something stupid to the biggity big boss. Let me make up some kind of hot Santa Claus reference that he's never heard of. You know what I mean?
Did you end up watching the movie?
Of course not. You know what I mean? Because I want to see an old fat guy like me get insulted somewhere.
No,
I think not.
Movie
he has 250 emails to answer every day.
Listen.
I do.
They're
going to be about this now, too.
The movie Christmas Chronicles,
yes.
Albeit cheesy, and you would probably hate it, but...
Because I'm not cheesy, is what you're saying. You're trying to work your way back here, aren't you?
Kurt Russell. Stand.
Right here.
Pose like this, please.
Oh, yeah. He's good looking.
Pose like this. That's you.
I don't look anything like that. First of all, I don't have that kind of beard or hair.
Go like this with your eyebrows. I'm going to do a side-by-side.
I'm never going to do it like that with my eyebrows.
Okay.
That's just wrong. Who would do that with their eyebrows?
Just his mannerisms during the movie.
You're telling me that man looks hot to you. Even that Kurt Russell Santa
this
Claus.
Kurt Russell, yeah. We had a bunch of female listeners call and say this was justified because they saw this and now when they think of the Kurt Russell Santa Claus, they think of you, and they thought he was very hot.
Okay, but yeah, it's more of the mannerisms. You got to watch the movie. The entire movie, I'm thinking, who does that remind me of? And then I'm like, oh, it's Doyle!
Yes. Let me just. Well, I'm just going to say, I want the men out there, all right, to call in and vote. Because if a woman says to you, you look like Santa Claus, is that a turn on in any way?
Okay.
Is that a compliment in any way? Do you feel hot in any way when a woman says you look like Santa Claus,
right,
even the Kurt Russell Santa Claus?
Is it jerk or justified to tell a man he looks like Santa Claus?
Correct.
Just
and
like
I
yesterday.
I say jerk. You can't explain it. You can't. You're just trying to get yourself out of the hole, you know, and you know the rule of holes. When you're in a hole, stop digging. And so you were in a hole, and you should have just walked away. You should have said, I've had too much to drink. It's time to go home. Because telling a man who looks like Santa Claus makes you a jerk.
Okay, 222 Buzz.
Justified. And Chris Tanya, King Chris, is up to no good.
What are you talking
about? Justified.
There's a justified. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Justified.
Who are you people?
Who are you? You're the boss.
Where's
right?
my family?
He's the biggest boss.
Family?
Are you the big boss?
Yes.
So I have another person to bring down like Kanye?
Yeah, sure, James. Whatever, James.
Bye, buddy boy.
Go to work once in a while.
Hi, Buzz. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
She's justified.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting voted off the island.
You are. Welcome to my world.
To liken a man to the Santa Claus.
Any Santa Claus.
Any, sure. Including the Kurt Russell one. Is that jerk or justified? Hi.
Slaying the jury.
Justified.
Oh, man. This is just anti-boss sentiment going on here. If nobody likes the boss.
If we get one more, then Sandy's still going to win this one. All right. Hold on. Here we go. Hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or is it justified?
Justified.
Oh. I'm actually not.
This is like a unanimous verdict. I'm getting voted off the island.
Yesterday it was close.
Yes.
For some reason, when
nobody
you come
likes
in
me.
As a
I'm
witness,
I'm telling you, that's my problem. None of you people get any. You're all getting coal in your stockings, you listeners. Nothing from me.
222-2899. It's the Judgment Zone right here on the Breakfast Buzz with Spisano
and Sandy.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Justified. She took it the wrong way. Now, come on, look at it this way. She wants to kick her right in his play.
What if I said that you look like Susan Boyle? Everybody loves Susan Boyle.
When she got a remake over, she has a beautiful voice. Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
She did get a remake.
Maybe men are more vain than women.
I certainly am. You know what I mean?
And
apparently I am.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Okay, I say jerk.
Oh.
Only because I live with him.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Wait,
what? Yes. And she's got to live with me in the future, too.
Good morning, Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, how would you like it if they called you?
Gone too far.
How would you like if they called you Mrs. Claus?
Claus.
Yeah.
Away with it. Good luck, Michael.
Thank you, Mrs.
Wait a minute.
Biggity
Wait,
Boss.
Hang on, Mrs. Claus. When you watch the movie Christmas Chronicles, you will be watching it like, that is my husband. I'm telling you.
Oh, Sandy. This is not going to end well for you.
She just signed a new contract. She's fine.
At the very end, you are like Goldie Hawn, though, because it's Goldie Hawn at the end. So you're
all
Kurt
right,
Russell
now
Goldie
you're
Hawn.
Around. You might be justified.
Thank you, Mrs. Doyle.
Wow.
Sandy, you just completely slam dunked this.
I even got my wife on your side, for God's sake.
Wow.
36 years I've been married, and she went with your direction on this thing.
Well, Mr. Doyle, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. You don't have to call me Mr. Doyle, but Sandy does. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm calling you Santa.
Yeah, Santa from now on. Apparently, I'm going to be Santa from now on.
We got a nice consolation prize for you. I got a plate of milk and cookies.
Oh, thank you very much.
No problem.
I lost yesterday's case, which was obviously the first time we tried this situation.
Yeah.
And I was sentenced to have to sing a song of Sandy's choice in front of a coworker of Sandy's choice.
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming up again in 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm.
I brought in the boss, his wife, the whole new jury, and it made it worse.
Yes.
Just for a chance to go back to, you know, to be able to dispute the charges. yeah. but I have to face. Okay. And it made it worse.
King Kanye, you're facing sentencing today.
As a king, can I overrule? Because I'm still within my...
No, because at the same time as the sentencing happens, you lose your crown. Mm. You lose the title. It'll never be that again. Okay. You're going to go from king to jester.
Sing! Sing, Bernie, sing!
This could be fun.
Who are you going to have me sing to?
Let's see.
Or what song are you going to have me sing?
Well, there were a lot of great suggestions that came in yesterday. The easy go-to is... Baby, it's cold outside. Yeah? But I would love to see you sing in the high-pitched Santa Baby voice.
Mm. It'll be a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep it festive,
sure,
right?
Sure, absolutely.
Now, who are the really nice people in the office? Mary. We brought Mary on the air before. Mm.
She's our front desk person who's our director of first impressions.
Hates being on the air, so she'll never come on the air again. Miss Eileen is the sweetest lady in the office. She would be like, oh yeah, Miss Eileen. Maybe Miss Eileen.
Oh, I like Eileen.
I do too. Everybody likes
her. I saw her in a grocery store once. I'm like, it's like seeing your teacher outside of school. Because she's that sweet. She's like teacher sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Eileen is going to be it. And what would you sing to Miss Eileen?
We just played it. A song that would be a good suggestion.
Mm.
What song would you sing to Eileen, Scott?
Oh, that's so obvious. Come on. She probably has.
She gets that all the time, is what you're saying?
Yeah, everybody's talking about, come on, Eileen. Come on. We're not doing that to her.
Wait. Everything. Yeah. Yeah. Spazan and Sandy and 99 A Buzz.
Come on, this wouldn't be bad, and it wouldn't be that hard to sing either.
Maybe you sing Happy Birthday to Me.
No.
Marilyn Monroe style.
No, it has to be a coworker.
I'm a coworker.
It is your birthday today.
No, not happening.
Yeah.
Wait, Sandy.
Maybe I turn this around and make it all about me.
You did win, and this would be the ultimate payback.
No.
Right?
No.
For having to call him king all week.
You sing Happy Birthday to Me. And Scott, too, it was your birthday this week. But Marilyn Monroe style.
What Marilyn Monroe style? I don't even know what that is.
That's when she sang to, you know.
President Kennedy.
Who she was having an affair with, right? Yeah. Allegedly.
And they had to sew her into her dress.
Okay.
Can you do it?
No, I'm not doing that.
Slow and sexy.
Oh, I like that.
No.
And you have to call her Mr. President.
Mr.? Wow, that is
why? Now you're just.
Mrs. President.
Okay.
If you wanted to sing the song.
Never mind. You're not singing to him. You're just singing it to me now.
No. You said it has to be a coworker.
I am a coworker. What do you think I am?
A nuisance.
Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a recommendation for Sandy for Kanye.
Yeah.
I think you should make him sing Here Comes Santa Claus to Doyle.
Oh, wait a minute. That's brilliant. Why didn't I think of that? That's genius.
Make him grovel. Do it.
Done. Done. It is it.
Why
it
do you
is
want to see me get fired?
Yes. This is awesome. Thank you.
What have I done to you?
Take the heat off of me and on to you. Like a good coworker should.
That's right. We're a team, baby. That's what teams do.
That's
perfect.
Right. Oh, wow. That's great.
Sentencing
Thank you.
Sentencing at 8:30 this morning.
I can't wait.
Thanks, bye. Yes. Are you realizing right now you're going to get yourself in more trouble?
Yeah.
So you may be.
I don't know why you're looking at me right now.
You may be, Scott, alone on this show.
Yes.
Because
Santa's available.
Nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Because Chris Kanye, you will have to sing to Mr. Michael Doyle.
No.
Yes.
Here comes Santa Claus, request from the Buzz listener.
All right. The person who doesn't like being called Santa Claus, you want me to sing?
The other choice is you can be my butler for 2 weeks.
I'll take that. Oh, right. I think I'd rather have you sing it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the show is ending. Maybe even literally, but
it's all yours. Santa.
The whole thing? Like okay. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know the lyrics?
I can't.
Okay. You gotta look at the lyrics.
I think you
look
need
right
to look
at me when you do.
Yeah.
You look me in the eyes.
I don't know the words.
Look me in
you
the
don't
eyes.
Know the words?
Oh. You come on. What kind of childhood did you? Oh, I know.
You're right. Never mind.
I know. I knew like Led Zeppelin songs.
That's yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Vitsin and Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the reins.
Careful.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Everyone!
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
This is horrible.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Terrible, terrible rhyme. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle.
You're tone deaf.
Oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, because Santa Claus comes tonight.
Yay! Give it up.
Terrible.
You got to do that every day for a week, right?
Every time you walk in the building.
Every time you see me, I have to hear that song.
Oh, my goodness.
Terrible.
Congratulations. How'd that feel?
That was awful.
Yeah, it was awful.
You're tone deaf. Don't give up your day job.